Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears live and coming at you Friday, April 23rd, 2021. Still one more Friday in the month of April. Next Friday will be the last day of April, April the 30th, next Friday. But it is Friday, April 23rd, 17 minutes past the hour. Joined in studio as we are every Friday night by Angie Evers. Angie, how you doing?
Great.
I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, because there was some worry earlier because Terry was on that microphone and we could not hear him, but Terry sits away from the microphones. I don't know why.
Oh, I probably do sometimes.
But you sound, you know, you can bend that microphone a little bit. There you go. If it bends. Some of these do, some of these don't. Better now?
Better.
Well, good to hear. And also in studio tonight, has been in studio all day, was with us with... I'm giving you an introduction. You hear him every Monday morning from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. and Tuesday and Thursday from 2:10 to 4 p.m. And you heard him today from 12 until 1 on the Exchange Club. Adam, the computer guy. Adam, how you doing?
Not too bad, Scott. Hanging in there.
You know, I knew I turned on the wrong mic. Let's try that again. You can tell me hanging in there in a second. Go ahead now.
Not too bad, Scott. Hanging in there.
All right. There we go. Now, here we are on a Friday night. You know, it's Friday night in spring here in Ohio, and we all love spring, don't we? Is that mic turned off? Yes, I believe the mic's turned off.
Oh, okay.
Did you turn it off?
I touch it. Oh, all I do is change chairs.
Listen, you were breaking things earlier on. You knocked over the clock.
No, but I caught it before it fell down.
Where's the atomic clock?
Right there. That's the atomic clock.
What time does it say today?
11:12.
It's not 11:12.
It's not 11:12.
Well, did you guys change the batteries?
No.
Well,
I
don't know.
Let me look at it. Maybe I can fix it.
I think you tried to do that the other day, though, and that's what caused all the problem.
It's on lock. It's on lock, Angie. Maybe it should be on time set.
No, I think it needs to be on lock because we want to lock it.
Okay. Maybe let's power cycle it. Maybe that'll help.
We're going to power cycle the clock.
Well, when DST is on and off. Is it battery?
Well, the
want to just pull the battery out and put it back? Let's try the battery because, you know, that sometimes fixes this stuff.
This is not going to fix it, but you can do that if you like.
But it works on a lot of things. So
we've got to get the signal from wherever that signal comes from.
I tried to power cycle that computer, and that didn't fix the computer. Computer's still a little weird.
And it's not going to fix this clock either,
but
I have a feeling.
It's worth a try, though.
Why not? We've got nothing to do here. It's just a live show going on. Who cares? Now, does anybody know how to fix the atomic clocks? Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944, because as I've said, and I like to tell the story, when we were in the mall, it worked 50% of the time, did not work 50% of the time. We went to Beltone, it worked all the time. Then we went to downtown.
It's satelliting, so it's a satellite, I think, means it's looking for the time, so.
Don't mind me over here talking or anything.
Okay. I was talking to Angie.
Well, I know, but see, there's microphones.
Okay.
We're in a studio.
Okay.
I tell you, it's going to be a long night already. I can feel it in my bones. But this is pretty much what a Friday night show is. It's very casual, very loose. But do you know what you're doing over there?
Sort of.
Okay.
I'm playing.
Do we have the correct time yet?
I'm working on it, Scott.
Maybe we need to find a new atomic clock.
I don't know.
There's a reset switch also.
Now, what are we resetting?
Well, just resetting the time. There's a temperature reset. Is the temperature accurate?
In the room, sure.
It's 71. It's about 71, sounds about right. Okay,
yeah, 71 in the room.
That sounds about right. Let me look at it here.
The other morning, it was about 64 in here.
Ooh, chilly.
A little chilly. But the temperature came up. Now, see, did that work?
You move. Okay, hold on. I'm working on it.
Does anybody know anything about atomic clocks? Please give us a call, 740-383-9944. We'd love to hear from you. Now that we have all the microphones on and we're functioning in a somewhat correct manner.
So how was your week?
You know, it was okay. No visits to the hospital this week or anything.
That's good.
Yeah, that's always a positive. I think my arm finally healed from the IV poke from the week before.
No black and blue?
No, I think the black and blue is finally gone from the IV, so I'm happy about that. That was basically a great portion of last week's show, was talking about that visit to the hospital. But a lot's happened in the last week since we did this show. The last Friday night after the show, the internet feed was fixed. We got rid of that crinkly sound, so that's been gone just about a week now. And we soundproofed the studio last Saturday, so that's new since we were here last week. So a lot of things happened in the last week.
This is a very unusual
clock. A lot of improvements.
A lot of improvements. You know, it's when you move to a new studio, which we've done four different times, it takes a minute. You know, once you're there for a while, then it just becomes the studio, and it's normal. But to unpack and get everything set up and get settled in, you know, that takes 3 or 4 months.
Oh, yeah. You know, I wish, like, our listeners could see what I'm looking at right now.
What are you looking at?
Your earpieces in upside down.
Well, it's so I can hear better. Because I have earbuds. And for some reason, when you turn them this way, I can hear better, which I don't is weird because I don't know where the sound must not be coming out where you would think it would come out. It must be coming out from the back end.
Maybe you need new earbuds.
Well, we're getting a call. Let's take the call. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
Yeah, where is you guys in the studio?
We're over on South Prospect Street. How are you?
South Prospect Street. Downtown still, the Ohio building?
No, we left there. That's where we were last.
Where you at now, then?
We're down on South Prospect Street.
What's the address?
I gave the address, Scott, a few weeks ago. I gave it on the air. You can give the address.
To be honest with you, I don't remember the address.
I'm going to give it on the air right now. I can't.
Well, I don't know. Because
I know it.
Well, see, but the reason we have not given the address is because we have not done the official grand opening. And we're not really taking visitors right now because of we're not giving away any prizes. Did you want to stop by and drop off a cake or something?
No, I didn't know where you guys were. I knew you had moved. Yeah, I heard you the other day say you had moved, but I didn't know exactly where, and I didn't know if maybe I had been, because you said South Prospect, so I was like, well, maybe I'm catching the show when they moved to the Ohio Health Building. I just catching a rerun.
Oh, you know, you're right. We did have a South Prospect. No, we had a Center Street address when we were
that
down
there.
That
was a Center Street address?
Yeah, we were West Center Street when we were down there.
Okay. Yeah, I wasn't too sure.
Yeah, no, well, are you an avid listener of the station here?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever been to any of the studios we've been in?
I stopped out to the mall one time and donated some money to you guys, because I really like Charlie's show. And then another time I stopped up to the Belltone building and I gave Charlie a Moxie.
Oh, okay. I think I do remember that.
Are you from Genova's?
Yeah, I'm Genova J.
Aww.
Jay from Genova's.
Are you still over at Genova's?
Yep.
Oh, how are things over there?
Oh, going good.
You know, I was Oh, go ahead.
Going to a busy pizza shop in Marion. So.
We were in there the other... We went to Genova's before the Friday show a couple weeks ago.
I think so.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, good stuff.
I hope you enjoyed it.
I did. Well, hey, I'm glad you're out there. Are you out delivering tonight or are you off tonight?
Yep, I'm the guy. I'm out delivering.
Out delivering. Well, I'm glad you're with us tonight.
Well, hey, you guys have a good evening.
You
Thanks for taking my call.
Bye-bye. Well, that's very nice. Genova J. I remember when he brought that Moxie in, and I do remember him now. I don't remember him stopping in at the mall, but I might not have been there. But I do remember him coming to the Belltone building and dropping off the Moxie. So that's nice. I'm glad he's out there listening as he's making deliveries tonight. Hopefully we're making your delivery route a little more interesting tonight. Or route. Route. Route is not really right, though. It's route.
Route. Beer.
Root beer. Yeah. 740-383-9944. See, I like knowing what people are doing as they're listening. A lot of people don't normally call just to tell us what they're doing, but I'm curious what people are doing on a Friday night.
Yeah, what do people do on Friday nights?
I don't know. I'm in a radio studio on a Friday night and have been for some time now. So give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. We'd love to know what you're doing, 740-383-9944. How's the progress going with the atomic clock?
It's really weird. I'm trying to set it manually, but it's like you have to keep pressing it and holding it in order for the numbers to change. I mean, it's close. It's 2 minutes off, but it's really, this is a very unusual clock, Scott.
It did work.
I mean, we're back on the south side. The mall isn't really that far from here. It's south, like we're south, so you think maybe this part of town is better, but maybe not.
You know, I don't know where the atomic signal comes out of.
The sky?
It's like GPS, right? Isn't it just some satellites that...
Right, but I don't know where our signal's coming out of that we pick up on, because there's a signal...
It might be very strong, because this thing's a little...
Well, it did work, so you got your hands on it, Butterfingers.
Well... It's kind of on the fritz.
It's on the fritz. Fritz Mondale passed away this week. Walter Mondale, legendary vice president of the United States and worst presidential candidate in the history of the United States, lost 49 states.
Who was it?
Walter Mondale.
I never heard of him.
Yeah, this Democrat will have to do for now because I'm losing patience. At least it's closer than it was. It's only 2 minutes off. So maybe it'll just set automatically. It's
we'll survive.
It's close.
I'm sure. Yeah. It's April 29th, 2000, and it's 8:25.
It's better than it was.
We're just a few 20 years off.
It's like Back to the Future.
Or Groundhog Day.
You know, that's an ironic title, Back to the Future. Because you don't go back to the future.
You go into the future.
Into the future or back to the past. So, Adam, what did you talk about in your shows this week?
On April 20th, I was doing like a lot of 420 stuff. Yeah, this was an interesting story that marijuana is considered to be a kind of a derogatory word. It comes from Mexican slang. So people in the marijuana industry usually use cannabis. But pot, weed, grass, I always say pot. But marijuana has become kind of déclassé. And that was kind of a surprise. That was kind of an eye-opener.
It's
that
a slang word in the Latino world?
Yeah, it's kind of based... It's like a derogatory... It's a Mexican word. I mean, it's a Spanish origin.
What does it
origin.
Mean?
I'll have to check that, but I think it's just a derogatory kind of a slang. So they're kind of phasing that out, just going to cannabis. But, you know, the 420, I used to say pot, weed, grass... green. With pot being legalized so many places, we have to look at what we call it, and we have medical marijuana here. So we have Michigan, not too far. They have legal recreational marijuana, as does Canada. So we're kind of phasing out that term. So
what does 420 actually mean?
My understanding was it was like a police word in California. Of course, it's now legal in California, but when it wasn't, it was like the code for the crime. But it had some other meaning, which I forget. So even that's kind of an area of controversy. But you know, the 420 day, you know, 4 p.m. and 20 minutes on the 20th of April. So I just kind of realized that's when I was doing the show, and all the articles that I was seeing online were kind of about that.
Kids get into that. I really don't think adults pay much attention
to that. Yeah, I've always just called it pot. And...
I'm not really sure if it should be legalized, because I think we're banning more things like smoking from areas. So I don't think you would be allowed. I mean, I guess you could put it in medicine, in pills, and you could put it in food, but I don't think you would be able to use it in the traditional sense.
And they have the CBD, which has the effects like pot without making you high, which is legal, and it's now the stores are very very plentiful. So we've rethunk, I think, what pot or whatever you call it, how it's looked at. It's not physically addictive, which, again, it's your dangerous drugs like meth, I mean, your cigarettes, things that are legal. Even coffee, they can be physically addictive, whereas with pot, the addiction is emotional, which can be almost as bad, but it doesn't have, like babies can be born addicted to crack. I mean, you wouldn't have that with pot.
But can you overdose on it?
I would say anything. I mean, you can even have too much water. So yeah, but I mean it affects people in different ways. In small amounts, it's a little like coffee, a little like a strong cigarette, a little bit like alcohol. It kind of gives you a lift, and then a little more, it becomes more like a hallucinogen. It can make you tired, and it does give you the munchies.
Do you have experience?
Yeah, I've used it.
Yeah.
I'm not Bill Clinton. I didn't inhale. How do you smoke pot and not inhale? By definition, smoke means you inhale. Yes, I've used it.
No, were you at a party?
Not recently. But
was it a party?
Party with friends, you know. I don't think I've ever eaten it. It's always been smoked, which I think is the best way. My understanding is when you eat it, it doesn't affect you as much or as quickly. But it does give you a lift, you know. Like one kind of silly thing is like my contacts always itch, like any contacts always do. If they itch that day, it's like if you have a little bit of pot, well, they don't itch anymore. So any minor, you know, minor mal, I mean, nothing major. It is used, it's like cancer patients, people with AIDS use it. There are certain serious diseases where it is thought of as therapeutic, but minor maladies of the day, an example being, you know, an itchy contact, suddenly it just goes away because you feel more relaxed, and these things, even though they're there, they're escaping you. But it does give you the munchies, which is maybe a little ironic. It doesn't have the calorie. I mean, if you eat the brownies, it does, but smoking it doesn't have any calories, whereas alcohol has calories, even light beer has calories, and that's usually what I drink. But then you get the munchies, and you start eating donuts or pizza or things that are fattening. But if you can control the munchies, then it's a way to get that lift without any calories. And not being physically addictive, as long as you don't get that emotional addiction to it. To me, it isn't bad in moderation.
So people smoke marijuana for itchy contacts?
Well, I would say that's one thing I kind of noticed once. I think there was one day where my contact was just itching me because they always seem to do it because I have allergies and sinuses and, you know, those kind of benign conditions. And it was like, oh, my contact's not itching anymore. And I feel really good. I'm really happy. It's like, you know, I never smile. So it kind of makes you smile and giggle. It makes you even more giggly than you already are because I'm giggly. I'm just not smiley. So that's kind of the effect it's had. And it does make you hungry.
So it's a mood loosener.
Which I guess a little ironic. Smoking a cigarette is actually an appetite suppressant. That people, they give up smoking and they gain weight. It's like, well, between the two of them, you're probably better off carrying 20 extra pounds than being a smoker. Can you quit smoking and not get the cravings? Or if you have cravings, eat something not low
like
cal.
Carrots.
Whereas with pot, it's like it gives you the cravings. Yeah, so that's a little ironic there. So human body is a fascinating. You know, Phil wrote a book, or Mr. Donahue, whatever you call him, Mr. Donahue or Phil Baby or whatever.
Hey, you.
He wrote a book called The Human Animal when I was in college. I remember I ordered it from a book club, and it was really interesting. He's really a very smart man. He's much more than a talk show host. He is a man of great knowledge of the human sociology and the human psyche. And that book was fascinating.
Sociology is very interesting.
Yeah, and the events of the last year and so have certainly caused me to rethink a few things and learn about human nature. If there was ever, this was a walking lesson. A day-to-day lesson of human nature.
Well, I'm just surprised at how angry people get about things. That just surprises me because, you know, there are thousands of things that change over time. I think about how angry the smokers got when they were told to get out of restaurants and things like that. But they got over it with time. Now it's not even an issue. Nobody brings it up anymore.
Yeah, I'm against the smoking ban. I think, you know, that's kind of how I am. It's let the restaurants decide. They can be smoking, they can be smoking section, they could be no smoking. And if you don't like it, don't go in. A lot of it, you see people going outside smoking, and you're breathing a lot of secondhand smoke. Whereas if they're in the bar, they have the smoke eater and the area with ventilation, and you don't really breathe much of it. That's why some places they say like no smoking within 20 feet of the entrance, but it isn't always enforced. So the whole idea of where you can smoke is kind of fascinating. And also, do they allow vaping? Because they're kind of cracking down on that. And then the 21-year-old vaping and smoking age, that's quite a change. Because not long ago, the smoking age was 18, but it wasn't really enforced. I mean, I had 16-year-old friends who go and buy cigarettes without the clerk batting an eyelash. And now the ID check is just like buying alcohol. So that's really been cracked down upon. So we've seen, that's one thing we've seen in our lifetime, Scott, the whole reinventing of what people think about smoking. Yeah, yes, smoking is bad for you. It's not good, but people are going to do it. I'm not saying I think it should be done or that it's good, but people are going to smoke, and I would say with the smoking ban, let businesses decide. I don't think you should be able to smoke in a Walmart or smoke at the office, but a bar or restaurant, let them decide. And if they choose to allow smoking and you don't like it, then don't go. But let their clientele kind of decide.
Well, I think the problem is we have learned that people left up to their own devices do not always make the right decisions, like speed limits. Speed limits, I don't think many people are against speed limits.
No.
But people break them every day.
I see it as different, though. Because, again, the business, you're choosing to go into this bar or restaurant and let people's choices make the decision. And when people smoke, they will drink more. And hopefully they aren't driving. I mean, I understand that, too. That's also, I think the proliferation of Uber and Lyft, a much cheaper alternative to taxis, has cut down on drinking and driving, which is a very good thing. People are designated drivers. So as long as you're not driving, yeah, drinking is something that adults can do legally. It can be done responsibly. And if people are going to smoke, well, let them smoke and drink in a bar where it helps the tax base. It helps local businesses. You know, me, support local.
Well, you know, this whole support local thing, like, we had the big discussion about downtown Marion this week. That's something we did talk about. And I think the problem is we're always over jumping the curb on that. You know, we've got to understand what resources we have in downtown Marion. And once we understand what resources we have and why things are the way they are, then maybe we can do some things. But it's... there are certain things you're just not going to overcome. You're not going to make the streets two-way again.
But what are they doing to the streets downtown?
Well, like, apparently they're trying to put this...
they're tearing them all up or doing something, and I don't know.
That's a sewer thing.
Oh, but they're moving the parking spots on Main Street.
But I don't think they're tearing up the streets for that.
Oh, I don't know. But, you know, I noticed today that, you know... at the corner of, like, where the courthouse and the old National City Bank, what's in there now? I don't know. But anyway, like, I was going to lunch, and I was in the lane, and it says turn only. And it's never been a turn only. It's, like, two straight lanes.
Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, how you doing, bro?
Doing good. How you doing?
All righty. We were just up in Upper Sandusky having some pizza. Cheers to us. That's what we were doing all Friday night.
Oh, how was it?
Great. They make some of the best pizza you ever want to eat.
Now, I've heard about this place, but I've never been there. Where is it in Upper?
It's right down town there on the strip there. I don't quite know the street. I don't pay attention. I know where it's at, but I don't know the street.
Now, what do you... I love downtown Upper Sandusky. Why do you think it's so different than downtown Marion?
Well, if you look, the parking pattern's actually different. It's more appealing. I mean, it really is. There's a lot of parking downtown.
Now, do they... It's not diagonal parking. Maybe it is. It is diagonal and Upper, isn't it?
Yeah, it's diagonal.
Yeah. Now, what's this thing we have in our downtown? Is it the same type of diagonal parking?
Yeah, it is, but we don't nearly have the parking they do up there.
Yeah, well, you know, and they've got a lot of stuff downtown, like the historic courthouse, and Domino's is downtown, and a lot of these pizza shops are downtown. It's a whole different type of thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of shops downtown. A lot of interesting, you know, places. They're doing some remodeling in some of them buildings in there.
Well, that's good to hear. You know, and Upper's downtown is not far from their Walmarts and their big stores. It's just right up the road.
Oh, yes. Maybe, I don't know, a couple miles up the road there. It's right off 23, so it's easy to get off and get on there, isn't it?
It is. So what'd you have on your pizza tonight?
Oh, I had to double up on the cheese and pepperoni.
Ooh, what type of crust?
It was a thick crust. I mean, real good.
I like the thick kind of garlicky crusts.
Oh, yeah, this stuff's really smooth. It's not too spicy, and you know, it's just smooth.
Well, I'll have to check that out. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Hey, Scott, I need to tell you another thing.
Oh, go ahead.
You are booming up there in Upper Sandusky.
Oh, really? We're
you
coming
sound
in good.
Clear as a bell.
Now, how does the sound sound overall? We've worked on this since we came to the new studio.
Sounds 100% better.
Good, and we're coming, and you can hear the callers good, and everything's good.
Oh, yeah, we heard you coming back from 23 there, clear as a bell.
All the way up to, so we're coming in downtown Upper Sandusky.
Yeah, you sure are.
Well, good to hear. Well, thanks for the report.
Yes, sir.
Bye-bye. Well, there you go. If you're in Upper tonight, you can listen to us.
Yeah, that's
but
good.
I've been there, it depends kind of what side of the street you're on, so that's good news. I mean, our signal is consistent. It comes in at the county line by Waldo, which is what I look for. And so we're going 10 to 12 miles each direction. That's great. We get the entire county with a little bit more.
So what's this pizza place in Upper?
Did he say that one that I told you earlier
I thought
today?
So. That's weird because you just brought that up to me the other night.
I know. I had never heard of it.
Slipped my mind there a second ago. Again, phone lines are open. What are you doing tonight? That's what we're interested to know. What are you doing? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We'd love to hear from you. What are you doing tonight is the question. It is Friday night, or as they say on the south side of town, Friday.
Friday?
They say Friday over on the south side.
Cheers to you.
Cheers to you. Now, where is that?
In Upper? Is that where he said?
I don't remember. Maybe it was. Apparently, the Upper is the pizza capital of the world,
it's
from what I'm hearing.
119 North Sandusky Avenue.
That's right downtown.
So, I was given a report today that they're the best pizza around.
And what is the name of it?
Cheers to You.
Cheers to You. Has anybody ever been to Cheers to You in Upper Sandusky? Give us a report. 740-383-9944. Every area, it seems, even the smaller areas, have their big pizza places. In Caledonia, you've got the Dugout. In Waldo, you've got Belly Busters. In Upper Sandusky, you've got Cheers to You. We've got Tubby's here in Marion. Every area seems to have its own little special place. What do you think, Adam? Where do you get your pizza from?
The buffet, usually. Actually...
The buffet?
The Cheshire Market. They got the pizza buffet. I posted photos, of course, Tuesday and Thursday.
Now, I hear they're doing away with buffets.
They're back. Interestingly, there are several Indian restaurants near my house, and I've been having a craving for Indian food, but... They have stopped the buffets. There's a vegetarian Indian buffet in the northwest part of Columbus. But the several that are near me, I called, and I pleaded with them, and they said, well, maybe in a few months. And one said they wasted too much food. Of course, they don't waste any food when I'm there. So
now,
that was kind of... But there are several Asian buffets, and they're all pretty good, including, you know, the one here that we talk about all the time.
Now, what do you get at an Indian-themed restaurant?
Well, honestly, I don't know the food as well as I know. Chinese or Japanese food, but the naan, the bread, it's just awesome. It's a little like a pita, and they use curry and coconut milk, and a mixture of vegetables, goat. They use some exotic meats, and just some the chutney, the spices, the green, the mint chutney is really good. It's a minty, sort of a medium to hot sauce. You can put that on the naan and some of the curries. And it's very healthy. It's exotic, and you want to try different things.
I heard that chutneys were not very good.
Well, it's not everybody likes it. You know me, I take a bottle of hot sauce. You know, I got a Mexican meal. I use a whole bottle of hot sauce. The places know me. They know when I ask for hot sauce to bring a whole bottle, because it'll be gone by the time that I'm finished eating.
Now, what exactly is a chutney?
It's a the exact definition. I mean, I'd have to Google it, but. It is an Indian-type sauce made with mints and other spices. It's kind of a texture to it. It's like an applesauce kind of a texture. But the green mint chutney is popular. So it's a minty sort of mild to hot sauce. And you put it on the bread or on the curries.
Green mint chutney.
Yeah. I'd have to look. I think the kind of the sweet, spicy, the kind of a dark red kind of a color.
Well, that's very impressive.
Yeah, with the Indian, I don't know the food as well, but when I see it, I know it. The bread, I know. And there's a lassi. It's like a thick kind of a yogurt. It's like a yogurt smoothie. It's
lassi.
It's in different flavors. It's pretty good.
Very interesting. Now, Angie, what do you make of this whole thing? Have you ever had a chutney?
No, but I remember going to an Indian, buffet type of place, and I did not like it at all. So, that was a one-time thing for me.
Nothing on the buffet that jumped out at you?
No. No. I don't eat spicy food at all.
I put hot sauce in everything, but it's good for you. You know, I'm a Tabascoholic, as I say.
You like the Tabasco?
Yeah, or the Red Hot, or the Cholula. Cholula's really good. That's what the Mexican restaurants usually have. And I'll possibly go through a whole bottle. I'll put it on the tortilla chips, and I'll put it on my main course.
Now, are there any Chi-Chi's left around here?
I don't think so.
I always like the Chi-Chi's.
One in Columbus burned, and they built another one. I think Chi-Chi's is gone bye-bye.
Well, this is a sad event, because they had very good chips and
salsa. On the border,
salsa.
I like, too. I think they're kind of going by the wayside.
On the border.
You know, but people voted Taco Bell as the top Mexican restaurant. Taco Bell's not Mexican.
So what about this Del Taco?
Taco
John's also there. There's a couple of them. Yeah, they're, and El Campesino, I've heard a lot of good places. I've never been there. I've heard a lot of good things about them. And they're
very good.
You know, by the mall.
You know, I went to Mi Jalapeno's a few weeks ago, and, you know, it was okay.
But the place in Sunbury, El Sombrero, it's a Mexican buffet. It's worth the drive, just like the place, the Cheshire Market, or it's the Berkshire, the Cheshire Market. Yeah, Berkshire is the other direction. But the Mexican buffet in Sunbury is awesome. I went there a few weeks ago. I had not been there in like a year and a half. Because it was BC last time I had been there, and they remembered me. They remember what I drank. You know, the guy shook my hand and just said, "It's good to see you again." And I said, "How do you possibly remember me? I mean, do I make that much?" All the buffets remember me. I mean, it's like
BC,
I get before
the baby Jesus. You hadn't been there since before
Corona, silly.
Oh, excuse me.
So
I thought it had been that long.
Well. I think every buffet, even if I go there like every 5 years, they remember me. They know I drink Diet Coke or Diet Pepsi. They know that I like hot sauce. I always tip decently. I guess that probably helps. And
I always
finish all my food, because a lot of people they finish like half what they take in a buffet. I finish every drop. I hate to waste good food. And this place is excellent, and
I can believe
very,
people.
Very nice staff. So, you know, if we can give a recommendation, that's my recommendation, and you will not be disappointed.
You know, we went to a big buffet in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I saw that.
You would like that.
Oh, I'm sure I would have.
Yes, I can imagine that if you did not frequent a place for 5 years, they would remember you.
I mean, it's really amazing. I was shocked. I mean, I didn't think I made much of an impression there, but I must have.
Oh, I'm sure you did. I'm sure you did.
I mean, places that I go to regularly, sure, they know me, but something about restaurants, I make it. I think because I eat a lot, and I always finish. A lot of people don't finish food when they go to a restaurant. I always do. When I go to a buffet, I feel terrible if I don't finish the food because it's wasted. If you order out of the menu, well, it's okay. They still get paid for it. But then it's like you're insulting them by not finishing the food. It's like you didn't like it. To me, it's like, well, unless it's really bad, I'm going to eat it because I feel like I'm insulting them if I don't finish it. Because it's always a compliment to the chef if you finish all the food. And if you don't, it's like, well, you didn't like it?
See, I worked in a restaurant for 7 years. I never heard that.
But wouldn't you think if someone didn't finish the food, it's like somebody turning off the radio when we're on, it's, well, you didn't like the show? Well, maybe they had to go to work or something.
See, I don't know if they're turning off the radio or not.
If they switched the station or something, well, there had to be a reason. Do they not like us?
But, you know, the cook never sees what's left on your plate.
Right, the cook doesn't know.
Well, he'll ask the waiters, and he or she will ask the waiters and waitresses.
Not the cooks I've known, because there's so many plates going out.
And they, you know, they sneak a peek just to see. Because if I was a chef, I'd want to know. I'd feel insulted if someone didn't finish my food.
What if they got ill?
That would be even worse.
No, I mean, not ill from the food, but what if they just became ill?
Well,
maybe they had stomach ailment.
Well, then that could be caused by the food if it's a stomach
issue. Maybe they're on a diet.
Well, then they should not have ordered as much.
Well, they can't control the portion size.
I don't know. All I know is I always finish. I can't remember the last time I didn't finish an order at a restaurant. I mean, I'll eat everything. I'll finish, and they'll bring me like four or five salsas, and I'll finish all the salsa. I'll just drink it out of the cup because I don't want to waste it. Salsa is good for you. It's not very fattening, and it's full of vitamins. So I'll just pour all the salsa on my food and on my chips. I don't like to waste it.
And just drink it right out of the cup.
Yeah, and I've always been, maybe I'm just neurotic that way, Scott. I always finish anywhere. I go to a friend's house, eat at the house. I mean, you can take leftovers, but I always finish it. It's always been a pattern that I've gone into.
Everybody's got a little bit of neuroses.
Well, I've got quite a few.
But what if like you're with somebody and they don't finish their food? Like,
oh, I've been known to say, "Can I finish that?" I do that.
You'll take their food.
I'll joke around. Well, why waste good food? Can I just finish that?
Let's say you and Terry are out to eat together at the Hong Kong buffet.
Well, you're talking about pig one and pig two, Scott. I mean, we both.
I don't know if he would like you calling him pig one or pig two.
I'm pig one.
You'll be pig one. Terry will be pig two. I don't think he would care for that.
Well, and, you know, in order of age, I'm older, so I'm pig one.
Yeah, but I think if he were here right now, he might deck you or something.
Well, I'm not offended by being called a pig. That doesn't offend me.
Well, not you, but I'm talking about him.
Well, I'm not offended.
I think you're missing the point here. I'm saying he might be offended.
Well, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Well,
like it is. I've seen him pile on the plates at the buffet, Scott. Believe me, but I think I could out-eat him. Don't let my size fool you, you know.
Oh, my money's worth at a buffet. Lord. You've seen him pile up the plates.
Yeah. Well, okay. Me and him both.
Well, I mean, do tell. Tell me about the piling up
of
the plates.
Me and him both.
I've never been there. Go ahead and tell me.
Well, you know, he piles the food up and then he eats it. I mean, I do the same thing.
Does he have anybody with him?
I've never seen him with a friend. You know, and interesting, me, I eat alone a lot, but I brought friends there.
Why don't you invite somebody over to the table? Why don't you invite him over to the table?
Sometimes I see him and I just talk to him, and I don't think I've ever sat with him. But
well, you think you would. If I went into a restaurant and I saw Terry there, I'd go over and sit with him. But you haven't heretofore.
I might, but I mean, one time, I think I was, like, getting another portion, and I just kind of sat down and talked to him for 20 minutes. I was eating while I was talking to him, but I wasn't officially sitting there.
And what was he doing?
He was eating.
He was eating
And talking to me.
Both talking and eating.
Well, you can do both. It's just don't talk with your mouth full of food.
See, I've been in that place, the Hong Kong buffet, and I know people love it.
It's good, isn't it? Well, I mean...
It's okay.
Not everybody likes Asian food. I mean, I've always liked it.
I like some of the Asian food, but I guess in a buffet format, it just does not appeal to me.
Not everybody likes it. I mean, the food there is fresh, and they're constantly, you know, it's very clean. Bathrooms are clean. Very reasonably priced. I mean,
what do you make of the health inspections in the newspaper?
Well, depends what
they didn't used to do that.
Depends what they're inspecting. I mean, the one thing they inspect for, I'm obviously not happy about, but the things they should inspect for, the proper temperatures, proper...
Are you talking about the baby Jesus again?
No, not that.
Like mice, roaches.
Right, that stuff, and wearing gloves, because that I am in favor of that. The bathroom, I'm big on bathrooms, and I can't stand the place with a yucky bathroom, and that's one of the first things I look for. And the bathroom should be clean. They should have the, and I know just by being friends with people in the industry, you have to have antibacterial soap. You're into restaurants where they're out of paper towels. I can't stand those dryers. They just spread germs all over. They're totally unsanitary. And sometimes one place in particular, you know, the urinal didn't work. We have bathrooms at restaurants with the same problem, and you have a certain place, you know, downtown with that kind of a problem.
So if they don't have paper towels in there and they just have the hand dryer, what do you do?
Pants.
You wipe on your pants?
I think what I've done before is I mean, you can use toilet paper, but what I would probably do is just like get a bar napkin and to dry my hands. But those things spread germs, Angie. I never understood them. and they blow. And I've read about it, they just spread germs and they blow the germs all over.
But then, do you open the door handle with your clean hands?
Oh God, no, 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 no! I'm a foot flusher. For one thing, I'm a foot flusher. A lot of toilets have. Yeah. I mean, a lot of toilets they have the auto sense or whatever you call it, what an auto flush, whatever. But no, I'm a foot flusher and a proud foot flusher.
So how do you get out of the bathroom?
But if it's a door that you just push open, I just use my foot. If it's not, I just use a paper towel. But they now have this thing. This is kind of an AC, which I agree with, where you put your foot on the little metal thing, it opens the door.
They have one of the touchless the metal things.
Touchless door opener.
At the North Market.
Yeah, I agree with that stuff. That stuff we should have had a long time ago. That's what I'm saying, though, that this real science, the real advances versus junk science or junk ideas. That's a good thing. Because the door handles are nasty. I don't touch the flushers. I don't touch the door handles. I mean, I've always been in favor of that. I guess it's helpful to me. I've kind of long legs, so it's like the foot flushing. It's almost like it's fun because you kind of feel like accomplishment when you've done that. But I'm proud of that, Scott. I'm nothing. And it's something that everybody does, but no one admits to it because most people are foot flushers, and I've always been one. But I've heard people on TV kind of talk about it, and it's just kind of funny. But a lot of them have the no contact flush, which is good, I think. It doesn't always work though. Sometimes it breaks.
Yeah, but you know when the automatic flushers, they're so strong, then they spray water everywhere.
That's also unsanitary. Yeah, right. They spray all, and yeah, it's like they put the cart before the horse, Angie, and they don't look at all the different things that could happen. Just like with those dryers, they don't think. They only think about part of it. You're absolutely right. And those flushers, it's like a hurricane.
Right.
The whole, you have to stand back, it'll, yeah, I fully agree with that. So, there's still a few things to be done. But in terms of the health inspections, yeah, the things that are real, check for insects, the bathrooms, food kept to the proper temperature, heated to the proper temperature, those kind of things. And the tables are sanitized, the fountain soda or pop, I call it soda, whatever you call it here, because it's kind of divided in this part of the country. I've always called it soda. That those are kept clean. Things that I think are important and a good sign of a healthy restaurant.
Well, we want good health.
Yeah, and sometimes you read about these health violations and they can be a little scary. But sometimes it just depends upon which inspector you get.
But we're all going to die one day anyway.
No getting around it. I'm not ready to leave anytime soon.
But you'll never know it, see? Just one night, it'll be over. No more foot flushing.
I guess so.
You know, at the Hong Kong buffet, do they make you wear gloves up at the buffet?
I'm pretty sure it's like, they have the gloves, but it's not, they're not.
People aren't using them.
I think you should. I think it's a good idea. I mean,
it's the Wild West over there.
Everybody is using it. And, you know, and the things drop on, people drop them on the floor and they pick them up. Of course, they're supposed to clean them. And I've accidentally dropped the serving things on the floor, and I let them know I dropped it because I'm clumsy. Can you wash it? But you and I both know, Angie, they drop on the floor or something, and people just pick it up. And I know that that's yucky, but they shouldn't be, as we do need to all practice good hygiene. And I don't mind the gloves because, I mean, fingers, you have grease and gunk. But, you know, you have to kind of draw the line. But I don't mind the gloves. The gloves don't really bother me.
Well, we went to Golden Corral a couple months ago, and they had gloves up at the buffet, and I saw one person using.
Yeah. It depends how it's enforced. It's I will usually use them. Plus, I never like touching those things that other people have touched. It's people's hands carry a lot of germs, and they're just yucky and dirty.
They lick their fingers, and then they touch all the handles.
People double dip. That's a Seinfeld word. People
all dip. All I've ever said is about this whole thing with the masks and all this stuff we're talking about is every winter of my life, bar none, I've gotten a cold. That I've had to take not the flu, but I've always gotten it one or two colds, one where I get a sore throat or I get a runny nose or I'm congested that I have to use NyQuil.
I have had nothing this year.
Me also. I have my own postulate for that, Scott. Postulate's not really being used right. My own theory. We are all being exposed to corona multiple times. I've probably been exposed 200 times. All the buffets, the gym, and you know I feel about masks. And I feel that in my body, everybody's body is different, that I am gaining immunity to an assortment of diseases that are like corona, because coronavirus, the cold's a coronavirus.
Well, we got to go to break here quickly, right. But we'll finish it. But okay. What I want to say is it about killed our friend Terry, you see. So that's why you got to be careful. I mean, he had his mask on when he came in today.
I understand.
Well, he had a blood clot and a whole deal.
We'll complete it at the next
time. We shall. As Johnny Cash used to say, draw the line.
Yep. Or Aerosmith also. They sing draw the line.
They said it too.
I walk the line.
Oh, excuse me. Johnny Cash. As Johnny Cash said, I walk the line. Is that right?
Yeah, Aerosmith sang draw the line.
Okay. Well, there we go. Man in black. All right, we're coming back in 15 minutes. Don't you dare go anywhere.
Yes, our speedy delivery is a speedy delivery. Speedy delivery to you, Scott.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place.